a video I shot of one of the children.
Bill.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, dude. I don't know. Just checking in.
Yeah, we had a missed call at 10:28 my time, so I'm going to follow back up with you, see what's happening.
Yeah, no, appreciate it. Well, obviously, it's about the deal, you know.
Okay.
So what do you suppose, like I said, I don't know, I guess the concern I have is not getting that diamond to me until there's a deposit, that's all, because he already canned the deal once, well, three times, actually, so.
Okay, so it's some trepidation on his part, there's some worry.
Well, it's trepidation on my part, you know, I mean, his part, he's just a rich guy, they can do whatever they want. You know, and that's what I've learned from them, is that they don't care about. There's no consequence for them, just no matter how much trouble I've been through or concern or sleepless nights. And, you know, oh, never mind. You know, he just said, never mind. And then 10 minutes later, he called, we got a deal.
Okay.
And because of that, I don't trust his, I don't trust it right now. That's all.
Okay. I get it.
Well, I just can't say it's the truth. That's the truth.
Listen,
right now.
I'm not going to ship that diamond until you're comfortable with it.
Okay,
the next day.
That's all.
I wouldn't
that's
do
it.
That to you, man.
Thank you. I know when it comes to that type of stress,
and I don't want to put that on you. Aside from
well, like I
help,
said,
you're
if
one
I
of my,
have them,
you know, you're one of my best friends on this planet. Believe it or not. So I would never, I don't want to put you.
Well, I don't believe that shit, but. Oh, wait.
Yeah, you should. As sad as it may be.
Who did I come to? Come on. No,
no, I know.
No, I'm happy about everything. I'm appreciative. I'm thankful. But I will not be swayed, you know, until I see money.
Buddy, there's a saying from a book.
Here's what I've
said. I can't remember the book, but it's don't shoot until you see the whites of their eyes. You don't want to pull the trigger until you see some cash.
Well, I got one of the richest women alive called me the other day that I know of, and they're ordering a wedding ring for her daughter's husband somehow. And I said, I won't order anything until I have a deposit. I will not do it.
That makes sense.
She's in. Well, we're in Colorado skiing, you know, and I said, I won't order anything until I have the deposit. It's just a, you know, I told her, and she's filthy rich and annoyed. But she went through with it anyway. She waited her out.
Right. No.
But this guy, you know what?
There's been some stumbling blocks.
How do you remember?
I said there's been some stumbling blocks, so you want to be sure. I get that.
Well, literally, like I said, he canned the deal, and 5 minutes later I was on. 5 minutes.
Yeah.
All right. Now, what is that? That's the attention span of a gnat. And that's what I usually call about most rich people is that they have the attention span of a gnat. They can change in a second.
Well, and what's
they
important
don't care about
you,
your, they don't care about your consequences.
Agreed. Well, understood. 100%. So.
Or my consequences in this case.
Right. No, I got you.
It's just rhetorical. I was rhetorical. But anyway, good. So how did you remember about the diamond with the nephew thing? How did you remember that?
I don't know.
Just by going over my account?
No. I remember the diamond for the nephew and what we went through.
What did we go through? What was wrong? What happened? I don't even remember it all.
Not necessarily going through, but you had some trepidation. You had some worries. We waited. We did things the right way for you, and that's what we'll do on this one. So I'm not saying there was anything bad.
Listen to me. Shut up for a second. It's the same guy.
Right.
No, this is the deal. It's the same guy.
It's your nephew.
It is.
Okay.
The same deal. These two deals are both him. No, really.
It makes me understand your trepidation. I get it. It makes me understand your nerves. So that's fine.
It's like,
how
can you remember? I've forgotten that I bought the diamond for him. I got the diamond for him. Somehow, I can't remember how he got it. We sent it to him, but then he had it mounted by some really expensive place in Detroit or, you know, area like, not Detroit. Yeah, Detroit. They have something like this. part of Detroit where all these billionaires live because they're in the car business. And I went to the wedding there, and it was like, it was the most freaking ostentatious wedding I've ever been to. And I've been to a lot of them. But this is him again.
All right. No, it's, I understand.
And
you
pulled it up, and I had completely, like,
I'll tell you something. What? When it comes to my relationships with people, especially people I care about, I remember stupid shit.
Yeah, it's wonderful. I think it's wonderful. I'm just saying I think it was wonderful.
Here's
the thing. So I want, you know, and I told him, you know, when it was the big money, I just gave him the price. And this one, I said, this is my price. You know, and I didn't tell him what the wholesale was on this one.
Okay.
No way.
He doesn't need to know.
No, in this case, no, because we've dropped down to $150,000 at least or more.
The 12% that you're putting on that, and then you're going to get 2%, so, you know, 14%.
Which is, we talked about,
that's
reasonable, I see.
Reasonable, that's definitely a friends and family discount.
No, it is.
In this industry, because even a jeweler like Morgan Jewelers that's got 26 stores, they would put 25% on 100.
Yeah, I just can't. Thing is, it's so easy for somebody to figure out to go call somebody else and ask what a comparative price is and realize they're getting raped.
Yeah.
How can that happen? You know, anyway. So I guess he had a ring made, and he says to me, he goes, and kind of like, here's what rich people do, and this is what he did, and I love the guy and everything else, but he says, okay, I'll take the deal, but what am I going to do with her other ring? Help me. I'm like, whoa, you know. Joel. He says he's got 60 grand in that. How much was the diamond that we sold him before?
If it's the one,
it
I
couldn't
believe
have been.
It is. No, it wasn't 60 grand. He got.
No, and it's what he just said. He had 60 grand in the ring.
If it's the one I think it is from June 18th.
2.25, you said, right?
2.28.
Yeah. 2.8, okay.
Yep, round ESI1 EGL USA.
Well, it's a hell of a nice rock,
right.
Yeah.
You spent $19,830. And 30 cents on that. Let me go look at the invoice. Let me see something.
So if he gets another stone, is there some paper that he gets a discount or something like that because he's trading up?
If you want to trade that diamond in, I'll give you exactly what you paid for it 11 years ago.
Oh, shit.
You have to have the original cert, and the diamond has to be the original.
You have the original cert, so he has to have the original cert.
Yeah, I have copies of it digitally. I sent them to you yesterday, but he would have to have the original cert, and you could get.
Okay, I'll just tell him to look for the paper and see what he can do.
You have to listen to me, okay?
I am.
I can only give you what you paid for it. I can't give you.
Well, of course. I can't even believe that.
He's saying he spent $60,000. If I remember correctly, Joel, you didn't charge him more than $22,000 or $23,000 on that.
No, not even. Yeah.
So
I wouldn't have
screwed on a mounting.
Well, that's exactly what I was just going to say. Of course, he went to some very expensive place and had got a mounting, and I can't remember what it all was. I seen it, but I don't remember shit about it. He says he's got 60 in the ring. Like, what? You know, I mean, I was like, here's what I told him. Hang on a second. Find it here. So, you there?
Yeah.
He says, any suggestions on her original engagement ring? So I said, I just need to get an update. I can't remember my knowledge. You'd have to help me with the knowledge. I don't remember that details. He says it's 2.5 carats, which is wrong. I may have the papers on it. The stone alone cost 60 grand in 2016, the stone alone. Should I try and sell it at a local jeweler?
Well, that can't be true.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I'm listening.
He said, he spent $260,000 on the stolen loan. What could it be? You know.
You don't have an invoice from him or anything that you
Well, shit, I can't. I mean, I have all those, all that stuff's in a, you know, it was, I saved all the stuff, but the people went and robbed all my storage. All shit's gone. They opened the doors, rain came in on it, and rained it all out, and then stole everything. So I have no paper on it, no. So I'm not, so that's not true.
Oh,
and that bothers me.
Yeah.
That bothers me.
He's telling you
first
he
of all, the
three times more on the diamond than what
that
you
bothers me. That isn't, can't possibly be true. And he's, you know, he said, that's a massive exaggeration. You see why I'm worried?
Yeah.
I saw that, and here's what I told him. Hang on a second. Hang on. I said, if you can, and that's when I forgot about the, and I didn't know I had to do the stone. If you can, he says, the stone alone, should I try to sell it to a local jeweler? I said, if you can, local would be good, especially if they would cash out. But I think that even if they're willing to consign it, be better for you, best for you. Also, if they are the original retailers, they should be most accommodating. And he put, yeah. I have a place where I go. It's a region of the Gundersons. You know anything about a Gundersons? You do?
Yeah.
In South Dakota? South Dakota?
Yes.
That's where he got the ring, apparently.
Did he get it?
I sold him the stone.
That?
No, I couldn't have. Couldn't have. I
mean, we have a Gundersons in Iowa, and there's Brad Gunderson Couture that's in Sagebrush Path, Dakota Dunes, South Dakota.
Yeah, that's where he's from. No, he married the governor's daughter in South Dakota.
Yeah, I don't know, but
anyway.
The one in Iowa we do business with, the one in South Dakota we do not.
Well, however, I'm just talking. But I'm trying to unwind this. It's a weird. It doesn't make sense.
Something isn't right. Something's not
right. Plenty isn't right. And you know, this is Gary's son, my favorite brother. You know.
No, I know. I mean, I'm looking at this.
And he's honest as I know whatever it can be, but he's now a multi-millionaire. He's so wealthy now. I think your ethics and your morals change when you get lots and lots of money is what I found out. You know?
Yeah.
So, well, they do.
Understood.
Something suspicious just doesn't make sense.
I'm looking at this invoice. You paid in that 2% time period.
So I did, and I got that.
$470. I mean, even at the original price, you know, you paid $19,830.30. It would have been $404.70 more. So.
And how do you know what I charged him?
I don't know what you charged him. I'm telling you what we charged you. I can't imagine.
Yeah, but no, you said earlier. You said earlier that you only charge him X. You said.
No, I'm saying you only charged him X. You and I discussed it. I remember.
Yeah, what was it? What did I say? I
want to say it was around 22 or 24. It wasn't anything exuberant. I think.
I made about $2,000-$3,000 grand or something.
I want to say that 3,000 number sticks in my head.
Yeah. No, I think that's what I would do.
Because we saved an extra $404.
I'm going to the wedding. It's Gary's son. You know, Gary's still. Barely dead, you know, at the time.
And
you know,
he said that he paid $60,000 for justice.
Yeah, I know. What does that mean? I don't. He couldn't have paid six.
No, he
the
paid
mounting couldn't be that.
Right. You probably see. Well, God only knows. I don't know.
I don't know either. Gunderson's
I would question his logic, and if I was you, I would go back and try and find that paperwork. I know it's from 2016, so that's.
There's no chance I can find it. There's zero chance. I'm telling you, the shed I had with all my paperwork, the bums opened up, slept on top of all my files, and let the water in, and then coons came in and slept on it. Raccoons. No, it's filth and disgust and wet and nasty, and it's all destroyed entirely.
Right.
No, I had all my files all the way back to when I started this business.
I mean, between you and I would just look at a clean deal. And
what's
if
that
you
mean?
Say to him, you know, I can take the center stone that you purchased from me back.
I don't even want, at this point, I don't even want to do that.
Right, here's the problem. You already quoted him
what?
A price. If you were going to take it back on trade, you would have quoted him a price based on that trade and what
right,
you traded
right, exactly.
the first time. And we both know you didn't charge him $60,000.
Yeah, that's what sticks out in my mind. I wake up and I go, wait a minute, that doesn't make any sense if something smells wrong in the kitchen, you know. Yeah. So it's, yeah, I'm, and then I started thinking about the trade and, you know, doing him a favor, and I'm thinking, well, wait a minute, that just confuses the whole matter.
Yeah.
It's confusing enough, and I'm not going to throw that in there, because then the greed factor can come up, oh, and then he can get another deal, and the, anyway, you get the, yeah, you're absolutely right. I think it just confuses the crap out of everything.
You tell him, man.
So I guess the only thing I can do is pray about it and wait. And you know what? If it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. I don't know what to think. I'm just surprised right now that there's a discrepancy in the truth. Apparent. You know, I don't know that, but you know, he could have paid it $60,000 for the ring, I guess. But I don't think
so.
The
20 whatever you charged him, and then another 40 on top of it. That doesn't.
It can't possibly be. You know, he. That'd be just stupid.
He may be misremembering.
Well, apparently, like I said, he's got such a life. I mean, he travels all over the world. He golfs all over England and Scotland and Ireland and all the old courses like twice a year or something. You know, he does everything you can name. You know, he vacations on the moon. You know, in a rocket ship with anyway. Boy, is that interesting or what? Well, I appreciate your thing. I'm sorry, man. I don't know what to say, but
don't be sorry.
We'll wait and see what happens on next Tuesday, Wednesday. Well, here's what I told him. I have to tell you. I told him, I said, listen, this is when we were talking about the big rock. I says, I want three wires to my bank, you know, to whatever the money is. And I'm going to, you know, as soon as we're ready, I'll go to my bank and tell them it's on the way, because I just don't want to freak my bank out, you know, when you start wiring that kind of money in. So I have to go explain. I said, I want it done in three spots. And now that there's less money, I think you'll want to do it in one. But I think I'll go to the bank. What's this today? Thursday? I should go today or tomorrow and tell them that there's a possibility. Anyway, I'm going to tell them that it's on the way so they won't panic, and lock you down for 10 days. Remember, they always do that shit.
Yeah.
Well, we have to run, you know.
All
right. I'm not supposed to do that on wire transfers, but I'm going to go talk to them today. I'll have to talk to them today. Prep them for this. For the possibility, anyway. Okay, that makes a decision. That's right. That's what I have to do. Anyway, sorry it's complicated. But, I mean, all these deals are somewhat complicated, right, or no?
Yeah, for the most part. I've only have a couple that were, you know, real, real easy, and it was just I shipped a diamond. They called me 3 days later and said it was sold. With the bigger stuff, there's always more baggage that comes with it.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah, that's what I would assume. Because you got rich people involved, and you got all this, you know, and sometimes they like to play those games, you know. It stimulates them, you know, to be, I don't know. The richer they are, the more they gain, that's all. That's just it. What it is. I'm just surprised it's my nephew. What's that?
I'm surprised as well, but it is what it is, you know. Like I said, we don't hold our breath. We've got a diamond, and it ain't going nowhere for the time being. And,
cool, man.
You know,
all right.
Next
right,
week's going to come.
I appreciate everything. Honestly,
listen to me.
I appreciate everything, man. Thanks. This is really
next
good.
Next week is going to be good. Easy. I think we're both overthinking it. I think you're worrying a little bit too much. And you know what, Joel?
No, I'm not.
Are
I'm
you
going
to live
I,
on
I,
this
yeah.
money? Is this something you absolutely have to have?
Say what?
Is this deal something you can't live without? Is it something that, you know, you have to have that money?
Well, here's the deal. Since my destruction of my life and then reconnecting and giving my life to God more and more and more, nothing's too destructive for me because He will take care of me.
Okay. Then what we
Nothing.
Both need to do?
Nothing.
Put it
Nothing.
Under our pillow.
So I just wait and I wait and pray. That's it.
You put it under your pillow where it's nice and safe, and we wait until next week and we go from there.
Yep.
It's kind of like my
daughter's. No, that's exactly what this conversation is about, and I wanted to tell you that. Yeah, no, my whole life's changed when I just gave it up for Him. You know, it's marvelous.
Wish I knew how to
but I still fall back into concern, you know, and I try and do
yeah,
my
we
best
all
job. Always
right?
try and do the best I can with everything.
Understood.
You know, so,
it's going to be all right one way or another, but whether we get the deal.
Yeah, and that's what, you know what, I do, I'm good with it, however it turns. It's just that I don't want to get taken.
Understood.
See you.
See you.
Thanks.
Yep.
Thank
you. Talk to you.